All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Matt, you're up to scribe today. Would you mind?
Sure, not at all.
Awesome, thank you. Our agenda is there. Let's see. And Matt, I'm not seeing you on. Oh, there you are. Scribe Stone. All right, our agenda's there. Pretty light agenda for today. We've got to discuss our draft charter proposal, use cases document. There is an upcoming W3C advisory committee meeting in Boston where we're hoping to start circulating this draft charter. And so we might want to have some materials that we can circulate up at that AC meeting. Any other updates or changes to the agenda? Anything else we should discuss today? Okay, if not, let's get started. Draft charter proposal is here. It has not changed from last week, primarily because I have not had the time to update it. We did get review comments in from I.M. Jacobs. Many of them seemed reasonable, so we'll apply those. I have not seen any other review comments come in, but I'm way behind on my email. Is anyone on the call, have you sent in review comments that I missed? Okay. The hope is that we have more review comments in before we circulate this with the AC. I don't think that we need more review on this charter. I don't feel comfortable sending it out until folks have done a thorough review. So could we have a couple of people on the call today take actions to review it by Friday of this week? And then I'll see David on the queue.
Yeah, I wanted to say I have read it. I just haven't said anything. And I will send in my comments. But I wanted to just say that, you know, thank you for all the work. And I also think I agree with everything Ian said. There are a couple of places where I'm not exactly sure how to say this the right way. There are a couple of places where it seems like the charter should be a little more assertive, and it's not. And then there are a couple of places where it seems it's very assertive, and it probably shouldn't be. So changing things like the protocol should do such and such if it's not just a constraint on the protocol. If you're using an example, the word could reads better than should. So if you, like you were saying, it could be implemented as a RESTful API, a RESTful Web Service API, but if it should handle events, you know, and things like that, I think you understand my point, right?
Yep. Okay.
So that's just my high level comment for now.
Okay. Sounds good. Would you be able to get those comments in kind of in an email by Friday, David?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just to make sure I don't miss them. All right, we've got three takers for reviews by Friday, John Tibbetts, Dan Burnett, David Azell. Can we have one more just for good measure?
I'll review it by Friday. I'll actually follow through this time. It's down here.
Okay, great. Thanks, Matt. And then Eric is going to review as well. Okay, great. Fantastic. That'll be good. Okay, I think that's it for the draft charter proposal. Oh, I do need to move it over to the web payments IG space. Shane has already moved the use cases over. I'll move the draft charter over to the IG space as well, just so we've got it in the right location. Anything else on the draft charter before we move on? Okay. Shane is running a tad late today, so let's move the agenda around a bit and cover use cases last. Let's talk about some prep work, or let's see, material for MIT Advisory Committee meeting. W3C at MIT. Okay, so topic is material for the W3C Advisory Committee meeting at MIT. This happens the 19th through the 22nd, something like that. John Tibbetts is saying Shane said he's sick and won't make the meeting, although previously he said, just if you look up a bit, John, he said that he's running a tad late today. So if he's not here, we can go over the use cases without him. But thanks, John. So materials for W3C Advisory Committee meeting. David, you're an AC veteran, and let me know if you think this is a good idea or a bad idea or somewhere in between. I was thinking it might be good to have really small handouts for people, just a one-page overview of the charter and what we're trying to accomplish, and links that people could go to. Primarily because we're not getting any time on the public timeline for the AC meeting. So we asked, and the staff said that, you know, the agenda is set and they don't think that we could have any time. They also said that we couldn't have breakout discussions because they're saying that they're not doing breakout discussions at this AC meeting. So as a result of that, the only time we will have to circulate the charter is just hallway discussion and things of that nature. So in order to do that more, you know, most effectively, we may want to have some handouts that we can either give people so that they can, you know, kind of follow up after we talk to them, or just that we can hand out quickly if people are rushing from one place to another.
I haven't looked at the agenda carefully yet. Is there any self-organized time, or is the agenda pretty much set in stone? Or do you know?
The last time I looked, there was no self-organized time. Let me bring up the agenda. So here's the agenda for the face-to-face. We got Tony and lunch.
Well,
no, I mean, they haven't.
So let me say this. The first thing I think is I don't recall anybody ever having given handouts. I'm not saying that's a bad idea by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that it will get a lot of attention for whatever reason, because I've never seen that before. If it's something the size of a business card, it's probably going to be better received than something bigger.
Got it.
And you could even make it a verifiable claim on the card, which is, on the front, You could print, this card proves I talked to Manu Sporting about verifiable claims.
Right.
And I don't know. Maybe that's too hokey.
Well, I mean, we can work on it. I mean, I think we can put something together in a couple of days, and then I think it would be good to have. I think this is the plan of action. You know, by this Friday we'll have a charter. This Friday or this weekend, we'll have a charter and use cases ready for review by a broader community. We'll circulate it to the advisory committee, which will be a week before the AC meeting. And then when we show up at the AC meeting, we'll have these business card handouts to give to people just to remind them or, you know, something that they can follow up on. And then hopefully that's enough, you know, we'll effectively be kind of pinging them three times if we do it that way. Does that seem like a reasonable approach?
I think so. The time frame is really short, though, here, isn't it?
It is. You mean to get the business cards and everything ready? Or
yeah, I'm thinking the IG probably needs some cogitation time. But you're not talking about actually having it ready for review before the AC meeting, are you?
No. This is a what do you well a week before ideally, but I think what you're saying is we should pull the IG in next week. I mean, that would be the latest we could do that.
Right.
Because
a week before is Monday.
Right.
So that's pretty quick. And we obviously don't want people to turn on their heels simply because they feel rushed.
Right.
So maybe we should spend a little off. Maybe we should spend some time talking about this week.
Okay. All right.
And then come up with a plan that'll work.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So to be clear, that the review is not a actual review. It's kind of a heads up. Like it's not a, you know, I think this is we're before the step where we ask for active review by the membership. I think we're pretty much asking for informal review. We're socializing the charter before we actually ask for an official W3C review. Does that make sense?
I hope I didn't mute myself. Hold on. No, I didn't.
We can hear you.
Yeah, I think it makes sense, but I want to make sure that because it's officially an IG task force, I want to make sure the IG is ready to do that. So we'll need to get our ducks in a row pretty quick.
Okay. All right. So I think, you know, maybe we'll talk about the right order of operations offline, but I guess, you know, we should give the IG a heads up as soon as possible this week to say, this is probably the plan we're going to execute on. It's a very tight timeline because the AC meeting is you know, in 2 weeks. So, you know, if you have the time, take a look at the charter and send in review comments by Friday and so on and so forth. Does that seem like a reasonable way to go about it?
Well, of course, what seems reasonable to me isn't always acceptable.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't. I would feel most comfortable if we actually had a vote on a teleconference. But let's talk about it. You know, like in the next 24 hours, not at the end of the week, if that's possible.
Okay. Yep. That works. Okay. All right. So, as far as material that. You know, if everything goes according to plan and we're able to circulate something at the AC meeting, the three things that we need to do that are the draft charter that's been, reviewed and updated, the minimal use cases, and then this business card thing that we can hand out to AC reps. And then is there anything else that folks feel like we should circulate or hand out while we're there? Okay. All right, then we're going to move on to the next topic. I think I saw Shane join. Next topic is use cases document. Hey, Shane. And here's a link to the use cases document. Go ahead, Shane. Give us an update on the use cases document, if you could.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Briefly, I took the document that we had developed a couple of weeks ago, and I went through it according to the discussion we had last week, where we had agreed that we should winnow it down to use cases that support the draft charter target activities and try to have between 4 and 8 use cases or requirements, which is what I call them. But anyway, so I went through that process. And then for each of those, I ensured that we had at least 3 scenarios, one for each vertical that we think is interested in this space, so financial, education, and healthcare. I took those use cases, or those scenarios, which by and large already existed, and massaged them so that their styles were similar, so the document reads kind of cohesively. It still needs a little bit of editing work, probably a lot of editing work. I'd be happy to have any feedback on that. But basically, I tried to make it a more readable narrative, so it made more sense and was cast as a way of sort of stressing the mode in which someone would use a credential for certain kinds of requirements and why that was a benefit. Right? So why is it compelling? Why is this important? I did that fairly quickly over the weekend. I pushed it out so you guys could look at it over whatever period and give me some feedback, and that's where we're at.
Okay, awesome. Has anybody had a chance to review the use cases document since Shane updated it?
I wanted to just throw in and say thanks for the diagrams. I liked the sort of graphical additions.
Cool.
I don't know if that was this week or earlier, but that's a nice add to this document.
They were in there before. I made sure that they flowed well with the prose underneath it. And there were 2 reasons for that. One is because it should be consistent. But 2, those diagrams are not accessible, and accessibility is a big thing at the W3C, as I'm sure you all know. So having an extended description that maps to the diagram allows us to have a better accessibility story.
Yep. Okay. Yes. Let's see. John Tibbetts said that he's reviewed them while Shane was modifying them. I did skim through the document, and it it's starting to look really good, Shane. I may have some edits or minor word tweaks, but I think the general structure and the cohesiveness of how it all flows together is really great. My only concern at this point is I'm concerned that because it's winnowed down, which is fantastic, I'm concerned that we haven't gone through the exercise yet where we we think about what we want by the end of a working group, and we double check to make sure that all the requirements are actually there, so we don't end up in a working group and find out that one of the requirements wasn't in there, and because of that we have some really annoying esoteric discussion with someone that claims that the requirement wasn't there, and therefore we don't need to work on, feature X or feature Y. So Shane, I don't know if you've done any of that work going through this or not yet. Did that make sense, Shane? I don't know if I was really clear.
It does, and I think I have, but you should do it too.
Okay. Yeah, because I think the focus here is, we're focusing on data model and syntaxes. And then figuring out how, and then creating a note to figure out how this stuff can be used with OpenID Connect and SAML, or if we need a new protocol. So whatever, you know, use cases, whatever requirements need to be in here to make sure that we end up where we want to end up, we're just going to have to make sure that those requirements are in the document. I think we've got like 80% of them covered, but I haven't read through it with that in mind. It's just basically I'm asking if anybody else has read through it with that in mind, other than Shane. So I think the answer to that is no. So we should go ahead, John.
Yeah, hi. I did read through it with that in mind, and I still think that the I was particularly looking for education-related use cases, and I do think that they tend the ones that have to do. I think the one about the MOOC, the one that has to do with is this the person that we think they are, the one that lets them in the door for a test or for an assessment. Mm-hmm. Is less compelling. It is something that I think OpenID Connect, as an example, can adequately handle. I think that verifiable claims can do that better too, but it certainly can adequately handle. I think a solid claim about something like an electronic transcript, on the other hand, is something. We're really talking about a document that is itself a set of verifiable claims. It is much harder to deal with using the existing technologies.
Got it. So your suggestion would be to add that as one of the scenarios?
I think it's implied in a few of these. And I know it's one of the ones that I sent in a couple of days ago.
John, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think it's explicit in one of them. But maybe I'm just being naive. Here's a link. The fourth scenario there explicitly talks about having a job position and being able to submit verifiable claims that are your education credentials, and because you've submitted them electronically, you're a more compelling candidate, and you get put forward first, basically.
I'm sorry, it begins with what? I'm not quite sure where I'm looking here. You gave me a link. But
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What's this beginning, the first sentence of the paragraph you're talking about?
Is it software company?
Has posted an open position online. Yeah. So it's in section 432.
Oh, I see. For some reason, I was a page off.
I'm not saying that's a perfect case. I hope that's the scenario you were talking about, and happy to fix it and make it stronger, John. You're the expert.
I guess that sort of takes it on the consumer side, and I guess I was asserting it more on the issuer side of,
okay.
That's all that I'm saying. That the issuer, looking at maybe the one of the big training companies. I think that's another authorization case, isn't it? The Jane under issuer revokes. Oh, that's revoking.
This is under consumer verifies claim. So this is on the consumption side, John. I think you would want something added to section 4.1, where we're basically talking about the issuer.
That's right, and I think I spent most of my time looking up Uniquitous and discovered that it really wasn't.
Okay.
But in any case, yeah, that's my only point. And maybe there's already enough about education in here, but it seems to me that the killer case in the education field is.
Okay. Well, I mean, we should. It doesn't hurt that it really doesn't hurt to add another scenario. I mean, it's just it's two sentences. I think we should do it if it's not clear. So, John, in your review feedback, could you like specifically put in wording that you feel is appropriate, like add
sure.
a scenario,
yeah.
two sentences?
I'll try to bend it around too to the way that Shane's written these so that he has less work to do because he's been doing.
Okay. 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 Any other comments on the use cases? Now we lost John, unfortunately. Okay. If there are no other comments on the use cases, having reviews by this Friday on use cases would also be helpful. I don't think we're going to neither the draft charter nor the use cases are going to be set in stone until they're sent off for official review. The next thing we might want to discuss is expected timeline for VCTF draft charter review. So the question is, you know, we're going to take this charter and we're going to start circulating it for. We're just going to start socializing the charter. There's nothing official. We're just asking people what they think about it. At some point, we are going to say, you know, we're going to ask, you know, if everything looks like it's okay, we're going to ask the advisory committee to do an official review and, you know, vote on the charter and all that kind of stuff. That's still kind of far out there as far as, you know, as far as, you know, I can see it looks like the earliest we'd be able to do that would be late May, early June. And that's a pretty aggressive timeline. I don't know if anybody else on the call have thoughts on when we would send the charter out for official review. David, Izel, I don't know if you had any thoughts about when we could circulate this for official review if, you know, things go well during the socialization phase of it. You might be muted, David.
I am muted. I was. I would have more confidence if Eric had joined us today in what I want to say. So I think an official charter for review sometime, I think you hit it pretty well, sometime in the May timeframe sounds right. I think it needs to have enough meat in it to warrant the activity. And we need to make sure that we have sidestepped some of the more confusing bombshells that people will throw at us. In other words, we've sort of got to try to pull those out between now and so it's not going to be like we're just sitting around re-editing documents. We're gonna have to get people to go on record, but I'm not necessarily talking about the people you've interviewed. I'm talking about the IT.
Right. Okay. So you're saying, you know, maybe by the end of May, we're asking for official review, but that's still kind of aggressive. We need to get people on record before we even commit to any time frame, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't even necessarily go say put them on record. I would just make sure that we've socialized it with them and that they're feeling okay. I mean, you can always tell, you know.
Right.
And I think many of the usual suspects, I would suggest a sort of an ordered approach, which is we have the folks from Europe. They have a very specific set of things that they look at. We have Eric from Bloomberg, he has very specific opinions.
Right.
We have, and I'm sort of thinking of him as the U.S. thing, we have the Federal Reserve Bank, which you're not going to get anybody on the record from the Fed.
Right.
I think there's only one person who can go on the record from the Fed, and that's the chairman. But by the same token, we need to like it occurs to me that somebody like Claudia Stinson is somebody important that I don't think we have talked to.
Right. Got it. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, so I think the plan is, you know, Shane also asked a question in IRC about whether or not we're circling back around with the interviewees and survey respondents and asking them what they think of the charter. Yes, absolutely. I think we're going to do that in parallel with socializing it at the AC meeting. So we're going to kind of do all that in parallel and get a whole bunch of feedback back, and then kind of regroup and see if we're on the right path or if we really missed and we need to do a good bit of re-architecting of the charter. But if things look like they're more or less okay, we'll update the documents, you know, start filling out a FAQ for questions that are frequently asked, and then at the end of that, ask for official review by late May, early June timeframe. Of course, none of those dates are set in stone because there's still a lot of variables kind of floating out there. Okay. Does anyone have any concerns about kind of this expected timeline that we're shooting for this charter review, like the next 2 or 3 months of work in front of us? Okay, if not, are there any other topics for discussion today? Is there anything else that folks feel like we should talk about that we haven't talked about?
Shane just asked a question on
the IRC channel.
Does it make sense to try to do anything during the face-to-face of the payments stuff in June? David, my understanding was that that would be the web payments face-to-face. It wouldn't be an IG face-to-face. Is that right?
No, the IG expressed interest in having a face-to-face this summer. The WG face-to-face has just recently popped up, and we haven't even had a chance to talk about whether we want to join the WG or try to do something else. I'm not even sure. Where is the WG proposed meeting?
Supposed to be in London. Nick was looking into the WorldPay facility in London. I think but he didn't suggest a week yet. I think it was the second week of June. I just dropped him an email to ask if he'd made any progress on that.
Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, we had some interest from the IG in having a meeting because everybody felt a little bit rushed at this last meeting, but then again, since I've heard about it, we haven't had any discussion.
Okay. I mean, I think we certainly keep that open, Shane. If there's an IG meeting, yeah, absolutely, we'll discuss it because that'll be right. I mean, it might be right before we send it off for review. And we may want
that's actually kind of where my head was at. Yeah.
Right.
It's actually a pretty good reason to. It's a pretty good stake to create the IG meeting around to a deliverable.
Right.
Well, and if we want to make progress on the e-commerce / coupon stuff, which by the way I continue to believe dovetails really well with verifiable claims.
Yep.
We should have those conversations at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, the web payments community group has modeled the coupons and loyalty stuff as verifiable claims. So, you know, we have designs and specs that actually do it that way as a verifiable claim or something very close to a verifiable claim. Okay. Anything else that we should discuss today? Okay. Thanks, everyone, for the call. Please finish reviews by this Friday. That's the last kind of chance, David Azell and I will kind of figure out how we're going to circulate this among the IG by this week, next week, and we'll come up with a plan of getting it ready to at least socialize informally in front of the AC, hopefully by the AC meeting. Okay. Thanks all. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next Tuesday.